Welcome to Worship Through the Word from Daleville Christian Church. May this time be uplifting to you. May you draw near to our Lord who cares for you. We share an affirmation of our faith together, this one from 1 Timothy in the second chapter. God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. The reading of God's word for today is from Matthew's gospel in the 9th chapter, verses 35 through 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. This is October, Pastor Appreciation Month, and we have much to discuss. Pastor appreciation is biblical, and we should never forget that. This year, I'm looking forward to Pastor Appreciation Month. This year, I have a number of personal anniversaries. Although my anniversaries are personal, they involve you, Daleville Christian Church. So this month, we're going to talk about me, we're going to talk about you, Daleville Christian Church, and we're going to talk about my retirement. Someday, I am not going to be here anymore. One of the dates for me not being here anymore is on the calendar, July 1st, 2024. My last sermon here is scheduled for June 30th, 2024. As we saw last week, Jesus prepared the disciples for his own leave-taking twice. And a friend said that after 30-plus years, I should give you plenty of time to prepare for my leave-taking. As we will see coming up, some of that preparation will need to be financial. And so we begin now, in the last quarter of 2021, for mid-year 2024. Let's talk about some of the challenges of finding and hiring a lead pastor for Daleville Christian Church. There's a new American problem all across the land, from sea to shining sea. The problem is scarcity, lack of, not enough of. America has been, for most of my lifetime, the land of plenty. We celebrate it every year at Thanksgiving. We even have a national brand of candy called Good and Plenty. It's been around since 1893. Well, you've heard of food deserts in these United States, yes? That's when fresh and healthier foods are not available within easy distance of people. Food shortage is based on the quality of the food and the availability of healthier food choices. There are other shortages you might know about. One of the most recent statistics is from the Association of American Medical Colleges. The United States could see an estimated shortage of doctors, both primary care and specialty care. Apparently, the only question is how much shortfall is going to happen. Basically, the population is increasing, and a large number of the doctors presently practicing will be retiring. If you think it takes a long time to see your specialist doctor now, Just wait a few more years. The numbers could get worse because of the pandemic. The problem of increasing medical workers getting burned out could cause more doctors and other health workers to cut back their hours or accelerate their plans for retirement. Other shortages? I don't know if I have to talk about teacher shortages. Even in our county seat, there were shortages 6 years ago, and by shortage, we mean state-certified teachers teaching in the qualified area or qualified age group. Teacher shortages in math and science have been known even longer. A local veterinarian's office is down to one veterinarian. A nearby city funeral home, which might usually have five directors on staff, for 1 week recently had one available. I was afraid that the local Starbucks would not open because they couldn't find enough workers. I've been in two businesses in the last month where the owner had to come in to work to cover the working hours. One of the owners has to be about 80 years old. Perhaps you are hoping or thinking that our Lord would not let that happen to his churches, that the Lord will continue a strong supply of pastors for the Lord's churches. Think again. But it's not the fault of your faith that is the issue. It's the numbers. And if the Lord is calling enough people to minister to churches, not everyone is listening to their call, or they are too distracted to hear the Lord calling. Meanwhile, the pastors who are serving are not in good shape physically, mentally, or spiritually. I mentioned in a newsletter article that several high-profile ministers in the last couple of years burned out, and sometimes they did so tragically. Of the nine I could name, two of them were my heroes. The shortage of Roman Catholic clergy has been well known for decades. Church parishes consolidating or being served by certified lay ministers from the pews. Protestants have the same problem. Even fundamentalist churches have troubles. This year, Bob Jones University president outlined a plan that's been in the making for years to place hundreds of pastors in churches in the next 5 years. Bob Jones president Steve Pettit quoted research to say that in America, there are more pastors over 65 than under 40. Think about that. More pastors working at over the age 65 than under the age of 40. While I have been your pastor, the average age of American pastors has moved from 44 years old to 54 years old, meaning half are over 55, and the number of pastors over the age of 65 has tripled. One reason American churches have as many pastors as they do are the increased number of mid-career change pastors, people who left other careers to become pastors. Daleville Christian Church had such a pastor in Pastor David McCracken. I read recently that many churches want to hire a pastor in his 40s who is married with two children. I've already shared the numbers. If most churches want a pastor who fits that profile, how many pastors with that profile are going to be available for Daleville Christian Church or any church to interview? Probably only the largest and richest congregations. Then the other squeeze on the availability of pastors is for a pastor in a local church. And this is it. If a church wants a seminary-trained clergyman or clergywoman, a new graduate wants to make enough money to help pay off their education loans and indebtedness. How many smaller congregations are prepared to do that? Now, before you get too discouraged, there are some positives. And this is from the website pastoralcareinc.com/statistics. 73% of churches are treating their pastors better. This statistic has improved due to the advent of clergy appreciation. better education on the role of the pastor, and denominational awareness to better supporting their pastors. That means that retention of already serving congregations should get higher. 77% of pastors, especially millennials, younger pastors born around 1978 to 1990, those pastors are spending 20 or more hours with their families each week. Young pastors are not willing, and they should not be willing, to force their families to pay emotionally for their parents' service to the church. This too should also mean that pastors' family health will remain strong, allowing the pastor to serve where the pastor is, to serve longer where the pastor is, and to serve better, and perhaps serve an entire lifetime. One more statistic. 90% of pastors feel they are called and in the place where God has called them. That is a praise to the Lord. It's an ongoing answer to the prayer that Jesus called us to, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. So what can be done to find a pastor, call a pastor, and retain a pastor? Jesus says clearly in Matthew 9:38, pray. The King James Version uses the word pray. Many other versions say ask. One version states that we are to supplicate. Fair enough. Because Jesus makes clear that we are to pray to the Heavenly Father for workers, harvesters. Every farmer and everyone here should know how important it is to get the harvest in when it is ready. Modern economics have not given us more workers to bring in the harvest. The American economy has made machines larger and larger, but you better be sure that those machines are ready to do the job when the harvest is ready, or the farmer doesn't have a prayer of getting the harvest in. If the one big machine breaks down, the farmer can't find another machine to do the work of the one big harvester or combine. That's modern farming. In Jesus' economics, the harvest required more workers when the harvest was ready, and the time is now. When Jesus spoke, the mission was now. But where was Jesus going to find more workers for God's mission? Only one place. There's only one place for Jesus to find more workers for the mission. Jesus appeals to God, the Heavenly Father, for more workers. And Jesus instructs us to pray. How is Daleville Christian Church going to find, call, and retain a pastor? Jesus says you may start praying at any time. However, as I mentioned, churches, including Daleville Christian Church, may have to get a little creative and think outside the box to find, call, and retain a pastor. Why? Because the Lord of the harvest may not answer your prayer the way that you expect the Lord to answer your prayer. Jews of Jesus' day often expected a victorious Messiah. They got a Messiah, and Jesus was victorious, but Jesus had to go through death first. The servant Messiah Jesus had to serve unto death before overcoming death. Even when Jesus told the disciples it would happen, they couldn't accept it. But that was the answer to the prayers for Messiah and for salvation, the death of the Messiah. So what can be done to find a pastor, call a pastor, and retain a pastor? You're going to pray, and you're going to look for answers to prayer that might be outside the box or might be a different answer than you were wanting or expecting. How so? We're going to talk about it right now. Hospitals today and schools are offering signing bonuses to those who will come to serve or teach. Perhaps Daleville Christian Church will need to offer a signing bonus or an income incentive program. New congregations that are started often guarantee a certain salary and benefits to the new church pastor for a period of time, say 3 years. So no matter what happens, the church guarantees that pay scale. When that time period ends, it would be hoped that the congregation has continued healthy enough or its health has improved to annually consider a budget for the pastor's needs. With that program, to provide financial incentive to help grow a congregation, Daleville Christian Church could offer further bonuses for increases in worship attendance, for increases in financial giving, and or increases in participation in the life and ministry of the congregation. Again, the idea is to find, call, and retain a pastor. I remember after I had been here at Daleville Christian Church, the Pastoral Relations Committee had not met in a while, so I called a meeting of the Pastoral Relations Committee. Two members of that committee assumed that we were meeting so I could turn in my resignation. That isn't what the committee members wanted. They just assumed it was going to happen after 3 years. Thinking outside the box a little and copying a page from other institutions' new ways of doing things would allow the Pastoral Relations Committee to rest easy at every meeting for a few years. And the church has a better chance of finding, hiring, and keeping the person for lead pastor that Daleville Christian Church wants to find, call, and keep. There are two other outside-the-box ways to find, hire, and keep a lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church, although in my humble opinion, Daleville Christian Church is not ready for these options. I mention these options only because they're outside the box, and we should know that they are here, they are present, and operating outside the box. But before I tell you, I know of a local small congregation that 4 years ago needed to find a pastor. One elderly member of that church said in a strong voice, "The Lord will provide." I thought her confidence was pushing the Lord kind of hard, but I recently discovered that they called a pastor 4 years ago, and that pastor is still there. That elderly woman must have been quite a prayer warrior. Here are two other outside-the-box ways to find, hire, and keep a lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. Although, as I said, Daleville Christian Church is not ready for these options. When I was in seminary so long ago, when you were young, I attended Duke Divinity School. I graduated there too. Did I mention that? Duke was and is by lineage a Methodist institution. I knew student pastors who were serving 2- and 3-point charges. That is, one pastor on Sunday morning went to 3 different buildings in 3 different locations to lead worship for 3 Methodist congregations. In our western states, the population has been dwindling for decades. Schools have been abandoned or consolidated. Church buildings still stand with no one to attend them. Shrinking congregations decided to band together to share staff and resources. So 5 churches that had at one time had 5 pastors banded together to have 2 pastors on staff. There's 1 central office that can buy in bulk for 5 congregations' needs. The 2 pastors serve the 5 churches every Sunday morning, rotating the responsibilities. Someday that might be an option for smaller congregations who struggle in areas of the country like ours where the population is dwindling. That's an outside-the-box possibility. Another outside-the-box possibility is this: campus churches. This is quite the thing with newer and larger congregations. Rather than try to have everyone in the metro area attend one building, the congregation meets in neighborhood locations, schools, church buildings built by previous owners, community buildings, and theaters. Some of you know or remember Sarah. She used to work at Daleville High School, now works for Northview Church on their main campus. She attends the Fishers campus of that church, and Northview has a campus in the next town at the former theater behind what was at one time the mall. There are different ways to do the worship service in different locations. Once in St. Louis, Deb and I attended a campus church located at a previous church building. The main campus was downtown St. Louis that was once a Roman Catholic church. The musicians and music was local to the campus at each campus. The message was on the screen. The same message from the same speaker to all the campuses. Our daughter's congregation operates this way, and she attends the main campus of her church in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We attended there last summer. Again, I don't think it's time for Daleville Christian Church to consider becoming a campus church of a larger organization, but it is possible. It's a thinking outside the box. Businesses have been acquiring businesses for decades. What would you do, Daleville Christian Church, if some church organization made an offer for you to become a part of a larger organization? Yes, church in the 21st century is quite different than church in America in the 20th century. Something did occur to me, though, as I was working on these messages for Pastor Appreciation Month. I served Jesus' church in the 20th century, the century in which I was born. But I have served Jesus' church more years in the 21st century than in the 20th century. And I'm doing things for Jesus' church in the 21st century that didn't even exist in the 20th century, like recording and posting these sermons for a wider audience through audio and video sermons on the internet. And yet Jesus' answer is still the same. Pray. Seek the Lord. Your need will be great at my retirement, and pastors are few. But Jesus did not weep and grieve at a similar situation in his own day. Jesus asked for prayer. And remember, in the 21st century, we can't be sure how Jesus our Lord will answer our prayers for a new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. Faith responds to a crisis by turning to the Lord. Faith should also allow you to see a bigger picture than the one you have in your mind. You may begin praying at any time. Amen.